In 1998, the now infamous zebra mussel slipped out of a ship's ballast tank near Detroit. It didn't take long for it to spread, first throughout the Great Lakes, then through the Ohio and Mississippi rivers, then on to Alabama and Oklahoma, and now it's as far west as Nevada. The mussels clog up intake pipes at water and power plants and mess up the food chain. In some places in the Great Lakes, they've severely damaged the sport fishing industry. And that's the damage just one foreign pest can do. More than 100 have gotten in, and more are on the way. The government has done little to stop the spread of these pests from foreign ships. In 2005, a federal court in California ordered the EPA to set up a system. The EPA appealed that ruling. Andy Buxbaum is the director of the National Wildlife Federation's Great Lakes office. He says ballast water from foreign ships should be regulated.
The law is very clear. The Clean Water Act says you cannot discharge pollution into navigable waters, like the Great Lakes, without first obtaining a permit, period. Any discharge without a permit is illegal.
So, instead of waiting for the EPA to act, several environmental and conservation groups, including Buxbaum's group, say they are planning to sue several shipping companies that operate ocean-going boats on the Great Lakes. They're targeting 9 boats they feel are the biggest violators. Industry representatives have said that ballast water regulations would hurt international shipping. But in the Great Lakes, it's estimated that ocean-going ships make up only 6% of the overall tonnage. Joel Brammeyer is with the Alliance for the Great Lakes, one of the groups that intends to sue the ship owners. He says a few ocean-going boats have caused a lot of damage.
The cost savings that we're seeing from allowing unregulated ocean shipping on the lakes pales compared to the economic burden that invasive species are placing on the lakes. That's stunning. The ocean-going shipping industry is actually bringing in less than the region is losing because of the things that ocean-going ships unintentionally bring in.
The environmental and conservation groups who intend to sue say there are ballast water cleaning technologies available now. The National Wildlife Federation's Andy Buxbaum says they're willing to back off their lawsuit if the ship owners promise to clean up their ballast water.
This legal action is not designed to shut down the shipping industry in the Great Lakes. That is not our intention. Our intention is to get these guys to comply with the Clean Water Act. And that means putting on treatment technology and getting permits.
The shipping industry says it needs more time. Steve Fisher is with the American Great Lakes Ports Association. He concedes that there are some technologies to clean up ballast water.
I'll be very frank with you. There's technologies out there that will do something.
So why not use those?
Because a ship owner needs to know how high the bar is before he jumps over it.
In other words, the ship owners won't clean up their ballast water until the federal government tells them how clean is clean. And so far, the federal government hasn't done that. The EPA and the shipping industry say they're working on the decades-old problem. But the groups that intend to sue say they're not moving fast enough. More invasive species are getting in. They're hoping the threat of a lawsuit will help force more action sooner. For the Environment Report, I'm Mark Brush.